Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button, where we talk to successful entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate investors that have jumped or launched their business and reached the level of success, and they continue to grow and expand as they go through the process, because a lot of you guys are in that process. A lot of you guys are trying to figure out your passion. So grab your copy of the Launch Button book. We'll make sure you get it. Do your why. And these beautiful ladies, first generation immigrants, are hardworking. They have their stuff together, and they're going to explain that journey of through trauma to success here as we talk about that. And as they raise the level and raise the level of all the people around them as we go through this. And we've got two amazing people here today. We've got Santu, and Santu helps people truly through the trauma process, right? She started out going through trauma, and she helps people through the three D's, right? Divorce, dying, okay? Death, divorce, and the dying. And we've got Ava here, also a first-generation American, and she talks about how to integrate AI into your business. We're going to talk about how they started and how it all came together. So, Santu, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your story to success.
So I've experienced quite a lot of trauma throughout the generation. So I was a second-generation genocide survivor, and many of my family members have been through that trauma. And then I myself was a child war refugee, so I went through that trauma as well, and then landed in Canada and grew up there. And I'd say it was a hard road, but it certainly built my character, because I made the choice to work through my trauma to get to the other side, because it can keep you frozen and it can keep you debilitated and not taking risks. And I'd say the biggest risk I've ever taken is becoming an entrepreneur. So yeah, I just want to sort of shout out to anyone in your audience who is thinking about doing an entrepreneurship. It is the greatest challenge and a huge reward. There's a lot of creativity. Yeah, there's a lot of thinking process and expanding and building of character that comes from launching a business. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And you said you also have play five musical instruments and is a classically trained singer. So you're an entrepreneur, musician, all in the same. And how does that all tie together for you?
Well, I do try and incorporate singing into my work. For example, I do a lot of what's called threshold singing for those who are dying. It's very calm, gentle music that helps them transition from this world to the next world, to their a heightened state of awareness. And for those that don't know, music is really special because it's both an art form and a science. There's healing properties within music that helps people. So it can be a huge source of comfort and strength for those experiencing trauma. And some really good songs can motivate and energize people if they're working on their business, right? So yeah, I incorporate it in that way.
We use that all the time, right? It's funny, when I do events and different things like that, we've got the positive music playlist, and everybody's like, positive music playlist. And then I was like, yeah, there's all these cool songs. I actually have it in there to go ahead and do that. And most people don't realize that. And they thought it was going to be some clanky songs. And all of a sudden it's top rock and roll songs, top pop songs, top all different songs with that. So Ava, now you had a similar transition as you came over to the US and not being able to speak the language, not being able to do all of those things, right? And as a first generation American, what gave you that edge to go out there and really drive your business forward?
What gave me that edge to go out there and drive the business forward? I think that nowadays there's just so many tools and there's so many ways that we can be successful. We can be knowledgeable. We can get the experience we want to, but it takes proactive. I mean, starting our business to me is no different than in a way, it's kind of similar to the process of looking for a job, but instead of working with someone else, we're working with ourselves. I wanted to have my own voice. It doesn't mean that I will never go and work for another company. We work with other companies all the time. It's just about, for me, it's a business of selling B2B. So we still have clients, and those are in our circle. You know, we can think about as a global company in a way. But for me, there's so much collaboration and so much innovation that we can do on our own. My experience of working in big companies are so wonderful. I've learned so many things from it, but at the same time, it helped me to understand more of who I am and what I'm capable of.
And tell us a little bit about your journey to success, right? We went straight to the business side there, but a little bit about your personal journey and how you got to this level.
Yeah, so when I was in my late teen, I had a chance to study with and work with people from over 90 countries. And these are the top people from their country. So I had this pressure of showing up, representing my country, but I couldn't really even speak English. I spoke a very little English. So I didn't even know how to be myself. At some point I even used my middle name instead of my real name, because I thought, well, maybe this is my new identity. Maybe it's going to be more accepting, easier for people to pronounce. And later on, I just realized that people love me for who I am. I remember in the very first few days, I was in higher economics and higher math. And my friends who know me from these classes literally came and talked with the teachers and said, you know, Ava is wonderful, like give her a chance. Cause like at some point we need to be able to pass the exam. And then the teacher said, you know, your ideas are wonderful, but they are, no, you're not able to really say them comprehensively. So I remember some of my friends sat down with me and helped me, like, everything's there, let's just do it. So having people who helped me along the journey. And later on, like, I remember I was being very shy, and one of my roommates, she's from Northern Ireland, and she was just a wonderful person. And she came to me and she wanted to be my roommate, because the school I went to, we had people stay from like four continents. So I would be in the room with people from South Africa, from Europe, and from different part when I'm from me. And I literally said no to her because I was so shy, and I felt, if she really knew me, like, she might not want to be my anymore. And then I tell my host parents that, like, no, I don't really want it to be friend, like to be roommate with her, because I didn't really give a reason. And she actually confronted me. She came like, why didn't you want it to be my roommate? And I said, well, I just felt like I had nothing to offer. I didn't even speak English, and you were like amazing at so many things. And she's like, okay, no, let's be roommate. And she ended up helping me with advanced like environmental studies, and we draw graphs. And later on, when we graduated from school, she called me and she said, no, Ava, you're not my sister, and we're friends for life. And I realized that being authentic, just being ourselves, like, we don't have to be perfect, but accepting who we are really opened up a lot of doors. And that's how we connect. And I bring that with me in my business.
Yeah. And we were saying with our team and everything we do, that done is better than perfect. It's what we think is perfect in our brains. By the time it gets out there to your customer, by the time it gets out there to the people, it may not be, because if you take too long getting it done, somebody else has already done it, or it's not really what they want. So you got to listen to your customers. You got to be able to do that. So as you guys are heard this, if there's one really good piece of entrepreneur advice that you got from somebody, or a quote that you use to drive your business, right, to help the people, right, what would that be? Or what's the number one message you want to get out to people that are thinking about finding their passion, launching their dreams, and taking that step that you guys have already taken?
Yeah, for me, I would say start. You know, the most important thing is to start somewhere. Like, none of us have all the pieces all together when we first starting. And like you say, Hugh, a lot of time business changed so fast that we have to add to it. So if we don't start, we will never get anywhere. I startups and realize that it's our passion, our integrity that really shy, like, it's this, you know, something that keep us our wise, that is so important. So along the way, like, the journey of building my business make me realize that we really understand, we need to understand our values, but also our purpose, and live with our integrity. We need to be able to say no to things that doesn't serve us, but also be generous and give people a chance. So balancing with priorities, and also making sure that we be kind to people, even when we don't agree with people in business, and live with integrity and live with grace and live fast if it doesn't work.
All right. Well, there's a couple of good golden nuggets there. Number one, just start, right? Just go do it, right? Get started. There, you know, there's no better time than today to start your business, or 20 years ago, but you didn't start it 20 years ago, so you might as well do it today, right? And then two, right, keep the integrity. It's up to us how we respond to something, right? It's not us to go ahead and, you know, fall into whatever craziness the other person has going on, especially in business relationships. Like, I've been threatened, I've been all sorts of things, I've had doors punched around me from business owners, and I was just like, look, this is not what we agreed to, and you can react however you want, but it doesn't work. All right, Santu, for those entrepreneurs, yeah, just like you getting started.
I think my best advice would be to ensure you have a support system full of cheerleaders, because it can be hard to start a business, and you absolutely, you know, if, and I can't stress enough the importance of having a spouse or a partner that's also on your side and cheering you on, because there will be criticism. There will be like, when are you going to start to make money? There's going to be that pressure there. And you need to really, I think, explain and bring them along the journey, because starting a business, being an entrepreneur, is a journey, and it's a journey of up and down. And you really need people to be supporting you. And I don't mean just people, like, as Ava said, there are tools now. There is ChatGPT can help you as a tool to do things a lot faster in your business, you know, to generate revenue. So there's all different types of support systems out there. So draw upon all that you can, because it can be lonely being an entrepreneur, starting up a business. So, and you will want to build a team. So make sure you've got some cheerleaders on that team who aren't part of the business, as well as those who are supporting you in the business as well.
Yeah. And, it, you know, to your point, right, having those cheerleaders definitely helps, people that'll pick you up when you're down, and in any way, right? Knowing that it might be a friend, it might be a partner, it might be family, or, you know, I the Ohana method from Hawaii, where they talk about that we've got our aunties and uncles that are not part of our family, just, you know, some families are good, some families are not. But if we could bring in those people to surround ourselves with, then you've got that support. But I would also challenge, you need somebody in there that's going to push you, not just be your cheerleader, but somebody that's going to tell you, hey, you're doing okay now, but if we really want to do this, we got to do this. And that's going to push you. And that's where that coach, that mentor sort of comes in and says, hey, we got to take you to that next level, because you're right there, but you got to go do that still. So sometimes we also need a little tough love to get there. We are our own harshest critic. I will give you that. Like, we beat ourselves up in our head. And so that's one of the biggest things, but it's not a straight path to success, as people say, right? It's that up and down, that emotional roller coaster. And I know that's where a lot of people fall off in the beginning. How did you guys, you know, start with you, Santu, how did you survive that entrepreneurial roller coaster in the beginning? Because that's where I see a lot of people, they hit that first wall, they hit that, you know, second wall, whatever it is, and then they quit. How did you keep going through all the ups and downs? What kept you motivated?
I think my biggest challenge was tech. So, and visual graphics, and anything to do with visual and tech was a big wall, a big hurdle for me. And I got someone early in the process to help me with that. And, you know, she's given me ideas, and, you know, if something doesn't work for me, she says, well, what about this? And can't you try that? And that's been a huge help. So a VA is essential right from the start, because there's just so much work to do, so many different moving parts to setting up a business, that you hold it on your head. There's just too much to think about.
Awesome. Ava?
Yeah. Yes, just to build up to what Santu was saying, it's the idea of partnerships, like having someone who's best at what they do and partner with them. For example, you know, I'm not an expert in QuickBooks, so I don't dare just to spend all my days. So really prioritize, like I leaders on prioritization all the time. And that is something that I exercise it every minute of my day. And the second thing is, to make sure that when we do business, we often having this self-leadership in ourselves, like talk, you know, I literally talk to myself, you know, I wake up in the morning, sometime I just say like, where I am one step closer to the ideal client. It might not be far away. Having that mindset and having that self-leadership and really noticing how we're feeling in our body, in our mind, and having that compassion to ourselves. Like maybe today I would only be able to get 1/5 what I plan to do, but that's okay because I've done it. And every time, every day, I build up a little bit small things over a long period of time, I will get there.
Yeah, it's that 1% rule. Rule, just take one more step, just keep going. The only way you quit is if you stop, right? But if you just take one more step, and as you said, you know, I find that people try and do way too much in a day, right? Everybody's got these long to-do lists and you can't really get all that done, and then you don't feel accomplished. Versus, you know, one of the things we talked about is just your three big tasks for the day. If I get my three big tasks done, check that box on those, then oftentimes I get way more done. But the three big things are, you know, your big rocks, the things that you don't want to do that you keep pushing off, and they just roll to the next day. And eventually you got to do them. So you might as well do them today.
And, you know, one more thing that if I may add is that know that we are unique. We have the gift to give it to the world. Like there's no one who experienced what we experienced, who have the background that we have. So I'm changing my mindset from being expert to being a contributor. If I can make a difference in one company, one CEO's, that, you know, that's a success for me because that is authentic and that's bringing my value one step at a time, one meeting at a time.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap this up. Is there any quote, anything you want to leave these entrepreneurs with? And guys, you're getting lots of great values, lots of golden nuggets are going flying past your head. If you're getting some golden nuggets, go ahead and hit the G's in the chat, hit the hearts, hit the like buttons, hit the follow, whatever it takes on your platform that you're listening from or YouTube, whatever it happens to be. So that being the case, Santu, do you have a quote, something you want to just share with people so that they can go out there and have the courage to keep going?
I don't have a quote off the top of my head, but I do want to stress the importance of resting as a regenerative process to help you keep moving forward. And I'm going to be launching a community group very soon in the new year that holds space for people to rest, regenerate, expand their thinking, lift their spirits so they can move forward in their business. So I can provide that information to you later and you can put it in your show notes or wherever you can put it.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll add some information for you guys in the show notes, all the great things in there. One of the things that I do, I mean, you know, technology now, I track my sleep, I track all the different things, and I know if I don't sleep well, I should not be making big decisions, right? And so there's all things when we come into rest and recovery for that. Ava, what would you like to leave the audience with here today?
What I would like to leave the audience is just to be you. You know, you're unique and no one's like you. So be you so that you can tap into that inner world. It's to see the gift that you can give that no one else can give it. So tap into that world and believe in yourself and invest in yourself instead of helping millions of people and others. Help yourself first and be that self-leader that you want other people to be.
Awesome. And I, you know, it's funny because the thing that you do well, you think everybody else should do well and they don't, right? Some people make like, you know, very good at crafting and arts and shirts. Some people are really good at technology. Like, why doesn't people get this? Because as you said, Ava, that's your unique skill. That's your unique thing that you bring that you do super well. And that's your superpower. You just got to tap into that to help you launch your business to the next level or get started. We thank you, wonderful ladies here today. As go ahead, hit the hearts, hit the likes, hit the follow. We're going to have lots of information to connect with these ladies in the chat. And it just goes to prove it doesn't matter if you can speak the language. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've experienced. It's all about starting. And anybody can have the success that they want if they just put the time, energy, and effort into it. And you just keep taking one more step to launch or get your business to the next level. So remember that. Next time you go to stop or quit, and I would say quitting is the easiest thing you can do. So why not do it tomorrow, right? And just take one more step, one more action. And we'll see everybody back here on the next episode of The Launch Button. And have a wonderful day and go make your dreams happen for you.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.